And good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the brand conversation for this Wednesday session. Well, I hope you sort of like absorbed the very informative discussion that Franz gave you there in terms of the Tech Eagle that just preceded just a few minutes ago before the brand conversation. And it's key. I mean, born out of that scenario or that philosophy, or the last mentioned philosophy, utterances that Franz just left us with in terms of how change is born out of a form of chaos, which does give reason to the one and major aspect that we're going to cover in today's brand conversation session of creativity. Look, change, adaptability, adopting a new way of doing something, a new way of a system, a new way of approaching a problem, a troublesome area, whatever you want to call it. It all has to do with a sense of creativity. It all has to do with a sense of creativity. And the key thing here is that creativity is actually the one thing that we did not, explore since I started with the idea discussion since Friday. It was the main reason behind that was to keep the talk about creativity to one side. Now you might be asking me, Dwight, what does this have to do with the brand conversation? It has everything, guys, everything to do with the brand conversation. Because creativity is found everywhere. The creativity to change something that does not work. The creativity to improve on something that did work, but now is no longer working for you. That is where creativity comes in. That is how creativity helps you to adapt, helps you to face a problem, helps you to change what needs to be changed. Now, in today's discussion, guys, it's pretty straightforward. The question, the overall concept for today's discussion is why creativity is important. It's the bare bones, it's the bare minimum fact that we've got to face. Why is creativity important? Why? Now, let's look at it. You might think, okay, Dwight, you started backwards to front in terms of our discussion regarding anything or everything creative, idea generation based, as well as also creation based, Well, in a way, let's first get the very somber components on. I'll call it sullen and somber because it's a bit, it's a bit rigid in its approach. The ones of how to register, protect, and, try to set up registrations for your creations, ideas, and also creative components or, aspects. So we got that out of the way so that we can focus solely on this discussion of creativity. Now, also understand, guys, do not confuse creativity and the innovation discussion that I had at the beginning of this year in the first 2-3 months. Back then, packaging and innovation, product and innovation, that discussion, it's not to be confused with that because that was taking a look at how in a marketing sense, but we're now taking creativity over on an overall sense, because on an overall sense, you find creativity present in each component of society, from a plumber to an engineer, to an architect, to an accountant, I don't know about accountants. I know that you guys have international standards to, to subscribe by, and that you are also sort of like graded to these international sort of like standards itself. That much I do know. There's a Southern African one, there's a Namibian one, and then there's the international and African, those kinds of bodies like the ones of yesterday that I indicated to you with regards to registering a intellectual property component and those kinds of features. So it's crucial for us to know that creativity also has its limitations in certain components of society. You see, if you are an artist or musician, the sky is the limit for you. But if you're an engineer, you do know that there are limitations that you can function with. If you are a, who else is there? If you are a teacher, there are certain limitations that you will also have in your profession as a teacher. But, our discussion here about why creativity is important has that overall approach. Because you can see where creativity can take place. You can see where it can take place, and you can see how it can be introduced. I'll leave you with this first example before we start off, you know, full force and full steam with our discussion, is that I gave you an example of what, in last week or the week before that, when we were still here on about the petrol price impacts and influences and increases, and, you know, all circling around all those components, and where I noted to you, you know, how they have been engines that were developed just before 1900 by various scientists and engineers of that time, which you can call them engineering pioneers themselves, where they looked at a steam engine, they looked at a water engine, they looked at a coal-fired base, which actually led to the combustion engine as we know it today. They looked at various kinds of components. Now, do you want to tell me that creativity, in its sense, was somewhat suspended between 1900 up to 2022? A whole 100-plus years of suspension of functioning creativity. Do you want to tell me that? Do you really want to tell me that? Now, the component, the main aim here is, in terms of why creativity is important, is that we've got to look at all at history. You basically also have to go back in history, because that's the way you can find the various levels of inspiration to apply. Now, when applying various basic levels of inspiration, you get to get a sense of how creativity was applied. Now, let's start off with our first point. Why is creativity important? Now, most people, guys, would agree that creativity is an important aspect or a facet in everyday life. Perhaps it is also the most important soft skill of the 21st century. Because everywhere from tech startups all the way to new ideas of doing business systems and approaching to community programs and welfare programs, you know, you mention it, there's always a sense of creativity applied. Guys, every day when I come back, when I come from home here to studio, there has been most probably been 20 idea generation sequences that I engaged in with family at home. 20 as every day, guys. I know it sounds a bit overwhelming. I'm not bragging, but that is the type of mental stimulation that takes place. It's mental stimulation. Having conversations. But I know that, you know, talking is not just the only component that will make things materialize. Let's also understand that that's a totally different platform as well. Now, after that, creativity, we have to agree, enables all of us to come up with new ideas to solve problems in innovative ways. But exactly why is creativity important? It's a crucial question. We can't approach it with a philosophical thing in terms of saying, yes, because the human has been designed or has evolved. No. We are reaching. That is reaching. That is reaching into uncharted waters for no reason. You got to stay focused. You got to stay on the discussion. Let's stay on point. Now, when you stay on point, you would realize that some schools of thought would say that creativity is a fundamental human trait that sets us apart from other animals. Others would also claim that it's essential for productivity and that it's innovation in the workplace sometimes. Yes, here at Eagle FM, I see it every day. We do it every day, creativity. We throw, you know, ideas around. We do things that, you know, inspire change, that inspires a lot of, you know, important aspects. And it helps to give results. And there is fulfillment that is achieved. There is fulfillment that is achieved. Even from you, the callers and our listeners, you guys also apply creativity when you engage with us. I mean, it is born out of such discussions, the platform of discussion on each program here on Eagle FM, where you, the callers, get to, you know, provide feedback. And this is also what creativity allows. It generates a response. You guys hear the discussion, you go like, I like what, you know, Franz just said, or I like just now what the Free Your Mind team spoke about earlier today, or what Wanda and Calvin had early on today in their programs, or where Dwight is now currently coming in with this creativity component. Because sometimes, it's not just about indicating, hey, why don't we do this? We've also got to look at the ways in which creativity can be conducted, nurtured, and harnessed. For some reason, guys, it seems to be a lacking thing here for Namibians. Really lacking. But before we reach that first ad break, which is about 2 minutes away, we've got to understand that certain things, you know, need to be in place, and our understanding of creativity as well. Now, other schools of thought for creativity, just to share this with you, also see it as a form of self-expression or art, which is important because one of the most important things of modern human society, or of the last couple of hundred years, 200 years of human society, has been about expression or self-expression. Self-expression manifests through the components of performing arts, or just the overall art scene that you would have. Now, I'm safely going to say the statement, in terms of that Namibia has a rich cultural background. You have to take all the cultures in Namibia, all the ethnic groups, the groups itself in Namibia. But here's the thing. The expressions coming through from the arts, especially from if you had to look at, like, you know, traditional arts like painting and sculptures, those things are the only components that are actually lagging. I mean, every town in Namibia should actually have a museum, should actually have a, what do they call it, these art studios, should actually have these components that celebrates art, or even a theater. Yes, a theater even. They should have a theater. You would ask me, yeah, why do you need a theater? Well, sometimes you need a central congregating point in order to celebrate an art experience, where the artists can then see there's an industry as well, because they need to make money. They are going through blood, sweat, and tears to generate, or to make their creations manifest in one or other form, or to materialize in one or other form. But in whatever way that you see creativity, there is no doubt that creativity is an important part of our daily lives. So we've got to take a closer look at this component. And just as the ad break is about to creep up on me, let me just leave with this short thought before we, you know, get into it. Creativity allows us to express our feelings. I know, guys. It's a component that starts off from a psychological approach. Well, it does in most parts. But before that, we're quickly going to step into a short break and come back right after this.
Gusa etokoro lyohunga. Lipopera nyamoge, popera wakweni. Ninka wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba, oweno urugansi sungumi. Mokutura mwe hundiro liyo wamba zuma wakoko, ndimo kwa nakuma puku rugomanzi. Tumako WhatsApp kwa nomoro zoe utantandatu zime, ntatwe utantane, mbali ntambali, mbali ntane. Ndidingura kwa Facebook, kwa VMMC Namibia.
This is a public announcement from the Electoral Commission of Namibia for the Swakopmund Regional Council by election. The Electoral Commission of Namibia, ECN, will conduct a regional council by-election in Swakopmund constituency on the 12th of August 2021. The by-election will ensure that eligible registered voters in Swakopmund constituency have the opportunity to elect the regional councillor of their choice for this particular constituency. Polling venues will open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. The fixed points will open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. and they are as follows. Tamariske Lutheran Church, Westside High School, Mahetago High Hall, Swakopmund Secondary School, Coastal High School, formerly known as Herman Gmeiner, Swakopmund International Youth Hostel, Meduletu Community Hall, Hanganeni Primary School Point A, Hanganeni Primary School Point B, DRC School Project and Community Center, Swakopmund Primary School Hall, Mile 4 Caravan Park, Atlantic Junior Primary School, Kerklike Maatskaplike Raadsaal, also known as the NG Church, DRC Fire Brigade Open Space, Matutura Municipal Container, Plats Amir The Mall, John Avasep Primary School, Vrede Rede, Matutura Open Space Point A, Matutura Open Space Point B, DRC New Block Extension 23, known as Wachtar, Tamariskia Primary School, Namap Primary School, DRC Lutheran Church Point A, DRC Lutheran Church Point B. The mobile teams are Team 301, 302 and 303, and they will have the following schedules. Team 301 will start at Guanacontes from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the afternoon. Then they will end at Soko Profir Plots at the Moonlight Resort from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. Team 302 will start at the Swakopmund Retirement Village strictly for residents and staff only from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. And then they will move over to the Velvicha Old Age Home, and where it will only be strictly also for residents and staff only from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. They will end at the State Hospital Swakopmund for strictly only for patients and staff members only from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Team 303 will end with a police cell Swakopmund Town, strictly for inmates and staff members only from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. They will move over to the prison for inmates and staff members only from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. And lastly, the Team 303 will end at the School of Christian Academy in Kramersdorp from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Remember, only eligible registered voters for Swakopmund constituency will vote during this by-election. Go to vote. Your vote counts. Now, as we come back from our extended break right there, the notion in terms of how creativity allows us to express our feelings is an important starting point. Because here's one of two things. Creativity is so important in our lives, guys, that without creativity, we wouldn't have the opportunity or the things that bring us so much happiness and satisfaction, or being able to access them, or to garner them, or to create them, or to buy them, or to, you know, have, you know, to obtain them in one or other form. Now, we've got to understand that creativity is the one reason that things like art, music, dance, and film exist. Creativity also helps you to express your feelings and also your ideas about all kinds of things. And also importantly, that it allows you to share your ideas with other people. I mean, you just had to look at, if you have to look at creativity even in a business sense, look at all the business people in Namibia. It was born out of creativity. It was either that they realized that there was a need that was it was unserviced, or that there was a need for something and people were not satisfied with the current service levels that were being offered, or that they realized that the need can be generated. They can generate the need because they identify that there's a market there. Now, it's key here, guys, that the component of creativity is at the bedrock of everyday life. It is the bedrock of everyday life. It is the foundation of everyday life, creativity. I mean, you can see creativity even in the sense of how people dress. Creativity. Now, let's understand that when people express their feelings through art, music, or film, or stories, they share their thoughts and emotions with other people. It's something that you even find in our constitution. That's how your creativity gets protected even. As long as it doesn't, let's also note this, guys, as long as it doesn't infringe on the rights of other people. We have to stress that component as well. Creativity can give rise to discussions and stuff and business ideas and projects, but as long as it does not offend or infringe on the rights of other people. Please also understand, you know, that there is a limitation. Now, when you are creative, you, yes, you out there, you find it easier to find a good solution and come up with a new idea. The idea comes from the creative component because you need to be creative. You need to show creativity. Creative expression is also a tool that you can use to solve a problem in a situation. For sure, creative expression is a tool you can use to solve a problem and a situation. I mean, let me give you an example. Straightforward example. Go to any soccer player. Go to any rugby player. If there was a standard template on how to play rugby or how to play soccer, it would be truly boring. Do you guys know that? If there was a way an athlete in a team sport had to play a sport, for example, playing chess, because chess is a sport, because your brain is a muscle. If you had to compare chess, let's for example say with tennis, let's use like for like. They are both, what do they call it? They are both, they call them, solo sports. They're both solo sports. Now chess has a set standard of rules and a set standard of how you need to play. So it is more about how you and the other guy, you sit there outsmarting each other. So really there are limitations on you and you really can't be much creative. It's all about planning and forecasting, what, 10 steps, 10 moves, 3 moves, 8 moves ahead of your opponent. That is what chess is all about. But here's the thing, and I'm even going to throw myself into that category. If someone told me play chess, you had a choice, Dwight, between chess and tennis, I would take tennis. Because in tennis, so many guys, if you have known the tennis stars that have performed on the international platform, you had the big dreamers like Michael Chang and Andre Agassi. You had the highly competitive guys like Pete Sampras, Boris Becker. What was the other guy's name? The American, the very rude American, John McEnroe. John McEnroe, for his rudeness, guys, he was respected because through his rude persona, he had a highly competitive nature. Now, you then get into the very creative tennis players that you can even find. The most creative one out of all the current crop of tennis players has been Rafael Nadal. And if you ask me now why, I'll tell you why. Rafael Nadal was the only one that developed his physique. If you've ever wondered why he's so muscular, Rafael Nadal technically outlasts you on the tennis court. You see, between Nadal and what's the guy's, the other guy's name, the Swiss, the guy that has a South African mother, who's half South African. I keep forgetting his name. The Swiss guy, but we all know him. Not Novak Djokovic. Djokovic is not Swiss. Oh my goodness, how could I forget? Yes, Federer. Between Federer and Nadal, Federer was a tactical player. You see, Federer would wear you down. But if you had to play against Nadal, Nadal would outperform you. Now, I'm showing you two forms of creativity.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiri limba oshina hepero momunyovye tupeva peyuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunova ungure ova puike, odo nongo, nova harupu okuku vatera. Tunovitenda peke vyo vikwiri limba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa weather ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako o manao manene shimuna o maile no top run. Tuvada pomura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro othemba o hunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
And welcome back from our quick break right there. I saw that the phone line was flashing. You can still come through. That caller that tried to, you know, also provide a contribution. The line, the number is 083-288-401 here on your Brand Conversation, on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. But just where we ended off before the break, and this was crucial. Now, I gave you two templates of two sports. And if you had to look at chess, you would outrightly say chess is boring, right? Without having played chess before, you would say it's too time consuming, it's too quiet, there's not much action, it's too boring. But chess is a sport, and chess has a different way of approaching it. But if you had to look at tennis, I now gave you a myriad of examples of the various kinds of creative personalities of athletes that you find in tennis. Federer plays a tactical role. Nadal is going to outpower you, outperform you, outlast you, and he's going to ensure that his stamina levels are at a peak level so that you cannot achieve that same output level that he is busy creating. Djokovic is basically in the same level as Federer. They are technical. And they're tactical. So they rather force you to play their game. They force you to dance to their tune in the tennis match. That's why in sport, your coach would always tell you, do not play at the pace of the opposition. You play at the pace you set. It's the same thing that I've heard from hockey, to soccer, to rugby, to even tennis. Do not play at your opponent's pace. Never play at their pace. Never play at their pace. Now, right there, guys, that little sentence right there indicates to you as the athlete, be creative. Be creative. Now, this is one person who is in a mentorship role, the coach, telling the athlete who is in the sort of like production role of, you know, whatever needs to be produced. The entertainment component being that of sport. Set your pace. Set your pace. Meaning, put your personality, put your touch on the match. Dictate terms. Do not be dictated to. Now, right there, guys, it gives birth to the concept of creativity. Now, let me quickly get this caller through. Eagle FM, good morning.
Good morning, Brett. How are you?
I'm all right, and you, Uncle Bona. How are you doing?
Thank God. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Yes, you know, that strategy is always used in the... It's actually a military strategy. But yes, you cannot... You must always look at the depth of your enemy. And then you destroy that. And then you move on. So now I remember you also talking about this issue. I mean, how to apply to implement this personalized strategies, the war strategy, so that you yourself even you boost confidence. Then so in terms of creativity. And the innovation, I know there are a lot of summits going on there. Conferences are taking place. And it's and people there, they have to react their ideas. They have to share their ideas. Their creativity or whatever. Creativeness or whatever they call it. So now, in business, it is always very important. And the problem is we like individual things. And how many, that's why we are told two are better than one.
Exactly.
It tells you that you might not be innovative in this, you might not be good in this other one. Then the other person is going to reinforce that thing. So now... What we don't even talk about joint venture. The things that we are talking about here, what they are discussing at the youth tourism, youth tourism, things like that. And I'm looking at some of these young ones who have developed up their product, who have set up their company. Wanda was telling us today, those grade 10, marketed their things and they are selling and they are doing, you know. They have created their brand.
Yeah.
So let's also, even the issue that I was talking about, memorandum, is the agreement that is entered between youth and this Development Bank of Namibia. And there are many, many, many others who are getting into those kind of agreements. So now I am saying, it is true that we think we do not have money. Because when you look at, there is even one young lady, who just developed a company of turning those waste products. So now those plastic, turning them into the manufacturing and things like that, you know? So then I was looking at, look at this creativity. And she's also part of that. She was interviewed in the newspaper here. Are we getting inspiration from those things, from you people who are giving us these things? How to do these things, how to craft up your business, how to get, how to join the venture and things like that. So, but because we African now, in our own environment here, most of us, we know how to do the work. We were brought up to do the work, the hand, whether it's cooking, hand, preparing there, doing these things. Even if we don't have those necessary skills from special institution or whatever, we can still create something, come up together with things, and then we do these things. We used to do those bicycles. The wiring bicycle and cars and all these things.
Those toys that if we didn't have toys or your parents couldn't buy, we would go make it ourselves.
We go make it ourselves. So can we not imagine that way? And then we see now, how do I come up with this, whatever. Maybe like those ones in the arts are now like VTC and things like that. They can create a lot of things. Or engineers. Are they not supposed to, what do they do in their chemical laboratory there? They mix those things and things like that. And we have got plants here. So let's be creative. And I'm telling you, the way we used to make money, all these things, even to make this hat. The one that you buy in those German shops and wherever, Chinese. We make them from this, whatever, I don't know the name, this, Ivales and, you know, I forgot the name in English, you know, palm trees and all these things, the leaves. So,
The straw, you mean the straw hats, Angabona?
Those things. We make them ourselves. And it's a lot of money. You know, if you, that, those are the hats that I put on. If I go and buy from those gentlemen there, even in those farmers where I buy mine, it's a lot of money. Now I was thinking, let me go, when I go home, I will make my own now. But do you have time? Or do I just have, unless we really need people to come and start giving skill, pass the skill, functional skill to our people there. Those who do not have skills, let them be employed in agriculture and go and work the man there. They get their salary, they get their benefit and things like that. We don't want people to start losing a job because people are not creative. Become creative. And now what they can do is to go around the industry and start getting the workers to demonstrate. And when people lose their work, are you going to give them the work?
Exactly. Are you going to employ them?
Are you going to employ them? Or they will just lose their job because now the lawyer is doing this thing. You did not follow the procedure or whatever, strike procedure and all these things. And these people, when they lose their job, are you going to start them, going to employ them? Why can't you negotiate and start creating and then you say, okay, here we, let's increase. Here are the benefits. Here are the benefits. This is how people negotiate. Just go and demonstrate and at the end of the day, people lose their job. We are going to hold you accountable. Whoever was dealing with that strike and the people lose their job, who will be held accountable? Because you are putting the people in the street. Because you did not follow the procedure. So creativity must start with us. How to organize our lives, how to live our life, the kind of product and service that we want. Yesterday, we were talking about logistics. It's a lot.
Mm.
Are we getting in there? People start to produce there in the rural area. Who is going to transport those things? It's the same people who are transporting, the same people who are going to get in there. Because for us, we think we do not have ideas, we cannot be creative.
Mm.
So thank you, Dwight.
No problem, Uncle Bon.
Because sometimes it's important because I see people don't call.
No problem, Uncle Bon. It's 100%.
Okay. Thank
you. Yep. And right there, in terms of even that engagement, it's crucial because creativity, guys, stems from almost anything that you do every day. It's like the concept of kung fu or kung fu. You know, in various movies that you would have seen even kung fu take place. And even kung fu itself was a creative component in terms of, you know, protecting yourself. You're not an army, so why not find a martial art or generate or create a martial art to protect yourself? And this, guys, it gives birth to the various things that we now currently see in modern day society. It's crucial for us to see the importance behind creativity. And it's a valuable point that Uncle Bona even showed right now, that take a look at various things, you know, from the straw hats. When our parents couldn't buy toys, what did we do? You, the squad of kids out there in the yard, we went and did what? We went and got wires, started making those draad karikies, as we would call them in Afrikaans, or wire cars. But let me get the next caller in. Eagle FM, good morning.
Yes, sir.
Yes, how are you doing?
Fine, man. How's it?
I'm all right. What do you want to share with us?
No. I'm listening to Uncle Mwangano, who's that one that was talking, and he's telling people that the person will be held accountable. Accountability that we are talking?
Is it
people,
not?
People, they want to demonstrate because of a certain fact on the table. Everyone knows.
Mm.
Eh? Does he realize what is creating? Can he not realize that he's creating poverty by just talking on air, those nonsense, whatever he talks? You cannot defend. We must not defend things that are not defendable. Things are obvious. We are talking things on the table. How many years people are not increased?
Is it not 5 or 7?
7 years.
Yeah.
And how many times things are increased, being food or petrol?
How do you think?
If my salary was 3,000, Dwayne, if my is 3,000, by now, how much would I be afforded by food?
Exactly. Because in this year already, we had 6 increases for petrol.
Just because of sitting and be fed by your colleagues. You know, you can include everyone else. People, they are talking, they are crying within themselves.
Mm.
And if you are full, because you think that you are full, then keep quiet and sit at your house, man. Let the people cry out. No, you are telling you, if you want to say that lawyer is not educated, but he is educated. There is no police force. This is government. Government cannot demand money for helping his own people. We are government. We are the government. Those people that want to go for demonstration are the government. Yeah.
No problem.
So when they are demanding what they are demanding it because they are feeling a pain. You, if you don't feel pain, keep quiet. Eat at your house. Let the people cry out. Oh, we should not be this kind of Namibians, man. This Uncle Ogwangwan is causing confusion, man. It's causing confusion and chaos because he don't feel it. He just his partners in the government. Those are sucking blood from people. When we stand up to tell the truth. Let us tell the truth. If we are saying that people, they are going to demonstrate. Did you hear what Boli say?
Yeah, I heard.
Did you hear what Boli say? Boli say that there was never pandemic and there is no pandemic at all. And yet they are here enforcing pandemic on people. And we know that those people die.
Just hold on.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
You have extra 20 seconds. Sorry for that.
Yes. Sorry, my boss. But the thing is that we know that there was no pandemic. We know what they are enforcing. And they should not enforce it on us like that if we are dog. We are not dog. People are not dog. People are people. And I'm telling you, if you are killing your own and you think that you will gain, you will never gain anywhere else. Because where are you going to eat those stuff that your million that you are accumulating at the expense of your people? Where are you going to spend them? With whom are you going to spend it? We must think, we must stand up and think and be realistic on the table. We are not stupid people.
Exactly.
We are people with a mind and a heart just like anyone else. And if you are just talking for the sake of talking because you are a sober member, we are not happy with that. We want a person who is coming with things that are helping others. Now, people are standing up and you are pressing them down. What and who are you? No, man. No. He must come back and justify himself. And I'll call him again. I will justify myself. He must stop that nonsense that he's talking about. We don't want to listen to him anymore.
No problem. Thanks for coming.
No, man. Thank you.
No problem. Now, even right there, and in terms of just as also establishing certain rules in terms of this, also the platform for attacking each other, that's now from the callers. Kindly, just as a request, do refrain from doing so. And in that same vein, our conversation, even of creativity, has spilled over into this example that you can see, because the creativity component here generates even, as you call, opposing forces to itself. But it's crucial that you see your strengths in that component. Now, just heading into the last 12 minutes of today's program, let's understand how creativity allows for such a component in order for us to express our feelings. Because right in the midst of this component part of expression of feelings, creative expression, guys, is a tool you can use to solve problems and situations. Because it is key to solve problems, because if you are faced with a problem and a situation, you've got to find and you've got to apply creativity to that part. Now, you don't have to be a creative genius, guys, to be a creative person. You don't have to be. It just has to be in terms of the important facets that you see right in front of you taking place. Because what is right in front of you can also be used to boost a creative creation or creation itself. Well, creative creation is, just a little blunder in terms of using the English language. But you can make use of what's in front of you for further creations. Now, understand also that a creative idea can sometimes help you overcome a challenge. You may have been facing it for a long time. And it doesn't matter in terms of how creativity manifests itself. It can be anything from the way you make pop to the way you need to build a major project or construct a major project. It can be anything from a mundane practice, an everyday practice that you would realize, oh my goodness, but this thing doesn't work actually. Or it causes a lot of waste, or it leads to a lot of problems for unnecessary purposes. But why has no one ever applied just a little bit of brain power to solving this scenario? And from that point, you then actively engage in terms of solving a problem, of solving a solution, of getting a active sort of like, what do they call that? An answer, a response to a situation. Now understand, from the expression of feelings, creativity helps you to solve problems. It really does help you solve problems. In any way that if anyone has come to you and said creativity has never solved anything in this world, it is probably the biggest lie that can be espoused in modern day society. It can be. It has. It will. It still does solve problems. It still does provide answers for situations. It will always do this. Now, what you've got to understand here is that we encounter any and all kinds of problems every day. We encounter them every day, all day, every minute, people encounter problems. But these problems often make us unhappy and frustrated. And then, what do you do? What is your next course of action? Trying to solve this problem. Now, when you try to solve this problem, it's key. Because then you're actually applying creativity. And sometimes your first solution or your first creative approach does not always, provide the solution, does not always, materialize in solving the problem. Sometimes it's not even an easy process that you have to do. You might be dependent on someone else in order for you to solve your problem. If you're not part of a system, you might find yourself in a different scenario when you've got a situation taking place that needs more than one brain or more than one person's involvement. Now, from that, you then identify what you need, the resources, the extra hands or the extra expertise to take this problem on. Now, it might be a highly complex problem, or it might be a very sophisticated problem, or it just might be a problem that's big on scale. That is very big in scale. That's all. But it always starts with creativity, thinking about, oh my goodness, how can I solve this problem? How? So when you look at a problem in a new way, guys, you can sometimes find a solution that you haven't thought of before, or a solution that was thought of before, but it just would not have materialized with the current resources, the current materials, the current equipment, the current skills in that frame. But waiting just a couple of years, or even just a year or a sequence of time to try and find or apply the solution, because the solution already exists, but it's just about waiting the right time. And then you see, oh my goodness. So back then, people couldn't solve this issue because they didn't have the materials. But right now, we've got the materials, so we can solve this problem. And then you get to the task. Now, this means, guys, that one of the most important aspects of a creative thinker is divergent thinking, which means that we have multiple solutions for one problem. Meaning, do not come up with one solution for one problem. You need to have you need to be spoiled for choice. You need to have that when you approach a problem. You need to. I mean, it's key to factor this in, because creativity is not just a one-person show. Creativity can be a whole department. I mean, just to show you sometimes, here at Eagle FM, what we sometimes do, we work in tandem to throw ideas about, to see what ideas can work, what ideas don't work under the current scheme of things. And that usually comes through with our planning for our programs, in our planning for other discussions. I don't know how you apply it there in the office, if you're listening to this talk, how you apply said creativity discussions, problem-solving discussions in teamwork, or even just in you in isolation, if you're a manager, a supervisor. How do you guys go about that? How does creativity get born out of it? Because what I have seen even here in Namibia is that there sometimes are very rigid structures that don't allow creativity to flourish. They don't. Sometimes in a company setting, it requires the board of the company to be present. I mean, what? Yeah, of course, if it's going to change the entire, outlook or business model of the organization, for sure, anyone would understand that involved, that scale of involvement. But sometimes if it's just something as mundane in terms of, okay, let's try and change the archiving system of the company, meaning the system, the invoicing system of a company, by migrating it from a paper-based setup to a paperless setup, meaning that no papers are used in between. first and foremost, that is actually a cost-effective mechanism. It's not trying to go green. Because all it does is enable the organization, instead of having physical storage space for your paperwork, which is a requirement sometimes by law, you need to have an archiving scene, not in electronic form only, but also in paper form. You guys can look that up. But sometimes some companies just want to, you know, play the we are in tune with climate change approaches. But what they don't realize is that sometimes your very nice idea can also resonate in one or other sort of like actually expansion of budgets, meaning more money gets applied somewhere because you now realize you have a higher electricity cost for computer servers, because if you're going paperless, that means you've got a larger server room in your company presence or premises, sorry, not presence, premises, meaning more servers were applied. One server is just there strictly only to archive transactions made every day. Every day. Transactions. That's all. So that will mean that these transactions are stored. These transactions are recorded. Any activity on a transaction or on a file is stored. Now, it sounds creative from a tech-based approach, but it is not actually creative, because I'm just now showing you, you need more computers switched on to replace the function of a paper. Because the function of a paper would have only meant that you needed storage space. You need to put them in ledgers, you need to put them in files and in cabinets, and then you need to store them for your auditors or for your accounting purposes and legal purposes and all that record keeping purposes. But when you come and tell people, no, we've got everything that's just online, it's digital. Our record keeping, our archiving system in our company is digital. It sounds novel, it sounds noble, it sounds idealistic, but in a sense, there's an extra cost that you're actually covering for, which is electricity. Electricity. So that means that creativity itself was not holistic, it wasn't over-encompassing, it wasn't fully applied through each facet or each step of something. Somewhere, a crack is still visible. Now that brings us up to the end of today's discussion in terms of covering this first discussion, this first half of the creativity point, because we ended with how creativity helps you solve problems. Important to note, before the On The Radar team make their entrance, you can still catch me later tonight on the Business and Economic Zone, where we will be, you know, touching everything business related. However, stay tuned as the On The Radar team are about to make the entrance and see me again. You'll see me again next time, same time, for a brand conversation tomorrow, and catch me later on tonight for the Business and Economic Zone. Stay tuned.